in Argentina. About, well, about politics, not about economy. About politics. And the question was, well, free market and common market and so on and so forth. Then, before going to the conference, I went to a bookshop and I found a little book. It was a message of our Minister of Economy to the Parliament in 1857. This guy wrote about national economy and described the economy related to exports and imports and say, well, you know, we are going well because our exports are high and imports are not too high, in a very nice, clean Castilian words. And after I read this piece, I told the gentlemen who were there, a lot of them, hundreds of them, you know, I was spoken with this guy yesterday, I said. This guy who wrote in 1857, he spoke to me, he called me, and he said to me, because he was my grandfather, this Minister of Economy of Uruguay was my grandfather. And he said to me, you know, we live in the middle of revolutions. We don't have institutions. We don't have upgrades. We don't have FMI. We don't have investing banking. All over, we don't have nothing, but we have an open market. And besides our revolution, all these countries were able to grow and to grow in the second half of the 19th century and in the first half of the 20th century. You are much better than us because you don't have revolutions today, but because you don't have market, you shall have revolutions in the future. What we need is a market. Making changes in society is good, and you need to do that. But if after that you don't have a market, it's not easy to manage the whole situation. You say, and I agree, that we must develop high tech. All right. But you know also that doing that in a tiny country as ours, to replace what we naturally can sell, maybe is a fantastic substitution to the, well, to the figures, to the national figures, but it's not a substitution for the people who live in the country, in the land. You don't have the chance to bettering the efforts and the rate of success they can afford working, producing meat and wool and rice and everything. But reality is that the prices all over are low because subsidies all over are high. The value of the prices are not the real value of the markets, it's the real amount of the subsidies. Let us send our meat much cheaper to Europe, and you shall see how many people from here goes there, buy a piece of land, and grow cattle. And, well, to develop a whole substitution of the economy takes time. And, as Napoleon says, you can lose territory, but not time, because the time you lose, you don't catch more. And that's the situation we have now. We are in a hurry. I don't think we have time to wait 10 years to develop a fantastic substitution of high technology. We are trying, we are working, and we are working hard, and we are saying things and doing things, but when shall we have the results of that? 3 years, 4 years, it's no re-election, you know. We need that before, or maybe, I guess, I must do that before. Now, what is before? What is there? November election. I always put my assets on the elections. Thank you for all.